Next case, please.
Our first case is case number 12,240. Deneen Walton and Regina Fees seek variances from the front yard setback for existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Sycamore Drive and Linden Drive in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 22871 Linden Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 234, map 11.16, parcel 41.00. Specifically, the applicant seeks a 31.3-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing shed on a through lot and a 1.9-foot variance from the required 30-foot setback for an existing house. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Regina Fees, and it's 22871 Linden Drive, Angola by the Bay.
And wait right here. Can you state your name?
Deneen Walton, and it's also 22871 Linden Drive, Angola by the Bay.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
Good evening.
Hello.
Could you explain your request and address the standards for us?
Okay, I've never done this before, so I'm really nervous.
No need to be.
I'm Regina Fees, and I co-own a property with Deneen Walton in Angola by the Bay. And we're here to discuss the five requirements for the application for our variance.
Okay.
Do I just read off and go
well,
to case
off,
number one?
Talk about what the variance that you're requesting.
We're requesting a minimum setback for a variance for the minimum setback for an existing shed.
Okay.
What had happened was we had a shed built, and lo and behold, we found out that it didn't meet the requirements, that we were in a code violation. We did not sign off on the permits. The people that built the shed signed off on all permits. We got permits from Angola by the Bay. We got permits from Sussex County.
And who you had a builder get
we had a builder.
And who
yes.
was that?
It was Capital Structures, and we have right here the application form that Jennifer Sharp signed off on.
And do you have an address for Capital?
We do.
If it was on the permit, the county has that information.
Okay.
It's here's the address. The shed outlet, 30511 Cave Neck Road, Milton, Delaware.
Okay, because we'll probably ask our legal counsel to send them a letter.
Okay.
Okay, so you're looking for the shed. How much of a variance?
The minimum requirement.
Well, you're required 40 foot setback.
Right.
And how much of a variance do you need? I believe it appears 31.3 feet.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. What else?
Okay. So to address the five criteria.
Well, is that the only variance you need? I think you need one for the house.
We were just told by Mr. Whitehouse that there's one for the house as well that we were not aware of.
Okay.
However, the house was a structure that was in existence since 1987.
Okay.
And what had happened was it was a rehab, so it was torn down to the studs. The existing footprint was not changed.
Okay.
So I don't even know that the builder of that house is aware that there was a code violation.
It would have been possibly grandfathered.
There is a permit for the house. There is no CO for the house.
Okay.
When did you purchase the house?
In October of 2016.
Okay. So that wasn't created by you. Okay.
We're just finding all this stuff out, and
all
so
right.
we show up.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question for Mr. Whitehouse and Ms. Cornwell. In looking at this, I just want to make sure we also don't need one for the deck and the steps. I know it's kind of angled there, and I know it's allowed to encroach, but I didn't know if it was encroaching more than allowable, if that had been looked at by staff.
It is.
So it's shown with 28.1, but that is a front corner. So there's a front on Linden Drive and a front on Angola Road, and then that's a front corner, which is 15. So
understand, but if you look at the actual deck and the steps from the front of the house as relation to Linden Drive, that's where I was looking at.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure there's not a variance needed for that also, since we're here for the whole, you know, for everything, we'll make sure we clean that up.
Well, as the house requires 1.9, then yes.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, but the deck would be allowed.
It looks like it's closer to Linden Drive than the house.
And we don't know what that is.
Bear with me, we're just checking.
Okay. Very good.
So what we could do is leave it open.
Well, I think they're checking that there's a scale in here, Mr. Chairman, so I think they're able to scale it. So we could perhaps proceed with the applicant's presentation.
So the deck is achieving 22.5 to the front yard setback.
Okay.
Scaling a photocopy is not accurate.
I certainly don't disagree in scaling it at this level, but anyway, if that's what you want to go with. So that would require a 17 point, would you say 22 what?
It's achieving 22.5 from the required.
So it'd be 17.5. 7.5, because it's only 30 on the Linden Drive.
7.5.
7.5. Okay. Okay, now we've established what variances you need. Now you can address a standard.
So are you saying we need a third?
Yes.
A third, yes.
What happens is when these surveys come in to staff, we will look at them comprehensively to try to determine if there's other variances needed. So when you were looking at getting it for the shed, there was also notice that the house had it. And the deck is kind of facing the corner, and it projects a little further than the house. So what we've determined is that there's an additional variance of 7.5 feet needed for the deck and steps.
Okay.
So normally decks and steps are allowed to project a certain amount, but this projects a little further than that. So
okay.
That'd be the third part.
Well, we're finding that everything about this house is very unique. And even here, we're finding that there's more uniqueness about this house. So I think that might qualify, at least for that one.
And it also makes it unique that it's has two fronts.
Apparently, it has three. We were told that in a conversation when I spoke to Janelle Cornwell a little while ago, we sort of determined on the phone together that the house has three front yards. And
yeah,
we bought a house, and we had no clue that we had a house with three front yards. So the uniqueness of the property, it's a double lot, and it's located by the service gates of Angola by the Bay. Three of the four sides of our property has a road in front of it. The house is situated on an angle facing Sycamore and Linden, and to the right, which we considered the back, is Angola Road. Upon learning of the need for a variance, it was explained to me the property has three front yards. Most properties have one front yard, one backyard, and two side yards. Three front yards makes our property unique, and there are photos attached. similar properties along Angola Road, and I'm talking about what we consider the back, which borders Angola Road, the similar properties down that row are the back property is owned by Angola by the Bay. Ours is unique in the sense that we actually own back to the road of Angola by the Bay. And it's everyone else is considered a common area. To us, it's our house, it's our backyard. Another factor that makes it unique. I have one other unique factor, the security. Because we're located right near that service gate, we have a lot of foot traffic that come and go, people walking their dogs, people riding their bikes, people just simply walking. So there, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic. There have been minor incidents of theft in Angola by the Bay, and the placement of the shed allows us to see it as well. It deters others from attempting to enter our property out of curiosity. So it's kind of like hidden, but we can see it from the house. So that was a concern of ours as well. Okay, number two. The shed is placed in the most efficient location for our use and has a footing made of stone and railroad ties. Other locations on the property would require the removal or replacement of fencing and would not allow us to access the needed tools and equipment that we keep in the shed, as well as the security issues that I had mentioned. Number three, we bought the house without any knowledge of these variances or what was required. We're in need of a shed for the house, for our home maintenance tools and equipment, as well as a place to store outdoor furniture for the winter months. Therefore, we visited the shed company and purchased the shed, and we thought it would serve our needs while best adding value and visual appeal to the property. The company hired obtained all necessary permits through Angola by the Bay, as well as Sussex County, and everything was signed off. Permits were posted in the window, and our shed was built. And then I had shown you that we didn't sign off on it. It was actually the co-owner of the shed company, Jennifer Sharp, that signed off on it. It wasn't until the final inspection from Sussex County that we found out there was a problem. We did attempt to get a survey in the spring and the summer, and the surveyor was the delay. He apologized several times, but they were in the delay of why we haven't been here sooner. Number four, the location of the shed is along the privacy fence along Angola Road. The shed is modern, attractive, and out of sight of the oncoming traffic as it's behind our brand new attractive privacy fence. The area is tree lined and the roof line is barely visible from the road. We took special care in choosing size and colors of the shed so it complemented the house and the property as well as the neighborhood. We noted that there are other sheds to the rear sides of other properties in Angola by the Bay, and in our opinion, the shed blends very well with our house, better than most of the others that we've seen, and it really overall enhances the corner, that property line corner. It enriches the overall neighborhood. And the last one is the minimum variance. We're just asking for the minimum variances that will afford us relief as to not have to relocate the shed. It's our desire not to relocate the shed because there will not be a place to relocate it because there's three front yards. And also, it's very aesthetically pleasing where it's at. It's very functional where it's at, and there is a cost factor to tear down, remove, and relocate, or otherwise reconstruct the shed. It would create a financial hardship for us. There's our case.
Very well. Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
What's to be a gap between the edge of paving of Angola Road and your property line? Is that the case?
I'm sorry?
Looks to be a gap between the edge of paving of Angola Road and your property line. Is that the case?
There's grass in between.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we have.
Oh, yeah, there's a gully. There's like our fence, then there's a little bit of property, then there's a gully and grass, and then.
How far to the road from there?
15 feet
or so.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors?
No, we actually have letters saying that our next door neighbor, the closest neighbor, said that.
Number 42.
Yeah, number 42, Maddie Johnston's gave us a letter.
She gave us a letter, and number 30, directly across the street, he had stated that he had sent a letter in. I'm not sure that had been received. Speaking to Mr. Whitehouse, there was something returned, so I'm not sure whether he sent that letter in. But we did include his phone number. And I also wanted to point out that Angola by the Bay, the reason we found out about this was they were clearing their books, and they wanted to give us our $50 back for our application fee. And they said in order to get that money back, we needed to have a sign-off from Sussex County. So that's when we went to Sussex County for that sign-off, and that's when we found out there was an issue. So even Angola by the Bay, they didn't seem to have a problem with the location of the shed.
So your contractor didn't even call for to close out the permit. Nice. The common areas you're referring to is area four, map parcel 45. Is that correct?
Yeah. Even if you look behind 42, uh-huh. All that where your cursor is, that's all common area.
Sure.
And then, as you see, ours is unique because we go all the way back.
Right.
All the others do not.
Okay. All right. If there are no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you come in, be sworn in, you ladies can have a seat on the front row there.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the
record? Paul Rigger, 1871 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. Okay. A little early. Okay.
Same to you.
6803 Commission members, appointments, terms, and qualifications. 6803OC, the voting members appointed by the county government should be appointed as follows. Number two, each member shall be a freeholder and a resident of Sussex County. And is why I'm here is going through when I was doing research on the board members, when I searched Mr. Muir's records for the freeholder and going through, I couldn't find nothing on the tax parcels or the property searches or in the deeds for Mr. Mears to be a freeholder. Holds a fee simple title and title record to the Office of Record of Deeds.
And what would that have to do with this case?
Is what I believe is, and this is the first case and pertains to all the cases going forward and possibly past, is if he doesn't meet the qualifications for being a board member, as per the county requirements, his vote should not be counted going forward and questions going past. And it's strict requirements, it's state code. It's not one that could be made weaker through the county code. It's on the state code. I just got to be a freeholder. And it's all up on the county website for, through the property search, the deed search, the land ownership. They come up, search it every which way from Sunday. A few other people looked it up to try and find it. Nowhere did we find it to come up. Let's be simple for that being a freeholder.
Mr. Sharp, I'll refer to you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm somewhat familiar with the section of code Mr. Rieger stated, but I haven't looked at it recently. Frankly, we called for someone in opposition to this specific case, and I think that's a specific issue for that specific case. So I think any of the testimony Mr. Rieger is going to provide is to that. The issue becomes whether or not Mr. Mears is qualified for that, and I think that's something we can look at, after this hearing, perhaps. I can dig into that a little further.
Well, it'd certainly be an item, I think, for county council to address and not this board or body, because we didn't appoint Mr. Mears.
But it should be that if it can't be a simple proven, it should be a simple question to ask.
Still should be something the county council should address and not this board. This board didn't appoint Mr. Mears.
Okay.
This board's concerned he is a member of this board.
But it does pertain, and the reason why I'm here on this one is it pertains to this one and everyone going forward.
Understood, Mr. Reed. I think it's safe
and
to say
you had
point
no specific
taken.
Comments as to this case?
That was it, just for the voting.
So you, do you have an because you came up in opposition to this application, do you have specific opposition to this particular case? Because we've got you on record as being opposed to this application.
So to this application.
We want to make sure we're clear on what your position is.
This is for my own reference and for my own understanding and going forward. My reference is I consider the board's procedures, the board's that pertaining to each case, and as long as we have a voting member voting on it, one of four.
Mr. Rieger, I understand your point. That the issue here is we have called for persons who are in opposition or supporters, and you came up as someone in opposition to the application of Ms. Walton and Ms. Fees. So the question I have for you is, do we mark you as someone who is opposed to their application or not?
That this is the way that I would like it to go. I'm opposed to the procedure as of right now because of the way it went. I am in favor of the application.
We'll accept that as no. Thank you.
Problems with the property and past zoning issues.
So you support their application for relief?
I recommend their approval for that due to the past.
Okay, so we will mark you as someone in support of their application rather than someone opposed.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'd like to make this motion in reference to case 12,240. Okay. I recommend we grant a variance of 31.3 feet from the front setback for the existing shed, 1.9 from the 30-foot front yard for the existing house that was built in 1987, 7.5 feet to catch the deck that appears to also be an encroachment. I feel the applicant more than met the standards. The lot is very unique, and the house is angled on the lot, which helped create the issue. The shed was not placed there by the applicant, therefore, they did not create the issue with the shed, nor did they create the issue with the house, once again, because it was there when they purchased it. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood, because the shed is new. And these three variance requests are a minimal request to afford relief.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Merry Christmas.